I know, Robert. That guy cost me about $300-$400 when my 991 Atrocity was down there. He got a brand new FTM 300D mobile, and man, that thing sounded so good. I thought I got to have one, so I got one now. And I've got a ZumSpot Elite hotspot, you know, but it's digital only. And that's one thing I like about the All-Star is you can use an analog HT and still go, you know, YSF or DMR or P25 or whatever you want. So, anyway, I've got I don't know anything about it. I got a lot of learning to do, so, but it was just gnawing at me, so I got to have one, you know. So, anyway, I got one ordered while I was in the hospital. I was bored to death one night.
W8X, yeah, that would be fun. I got a Raspberry Pi 3 here with two antennas on it, or hats as they call them, and it does everything. It does POCSAG. Nobody does POCSAG. Even when I first got into digital, POCSAG was out there and nobody was getting into it. But this one will do all of the digital codecs. It'll do D-Star, which is what I got it set up for now. I feed it with my 5 watts coming out of my 5100, and I go all over the world with that thing, you know, in the hotspot mode. I'm talking to the Pi-Star. Pi-Star's talking to the Wi-Fi, and, well, the world is my playground. But it'll also do All-Star and DMR and NXDN and Yaesu System Fusion. Stuff like that. Although I can get on the Yaesu Fusion via 106 Alpha on D-Star is that Eastern Michigan link where you've got it's a multi digital codec hub. I could talk to you. You would be on YSF. I would be on D-Star, and we would be hearing each other like we are here on FM, on analog FM. And it's like that for DMR and all the other codecs that are out there. Everybody, you know, it's the interoperability hub. That's what they call it. So, you know, one digital codec can talk to the other and vice versa. And we all sound like we're on analog FM when actually we're all in whatever mode that we come in on.